Sports Talk continues. I'm John Wilkerson. Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Hyams. And tomorrow it is the season debut, year 23 of the lead lap. Ron Morton down in Daytona for the annual running of the 500. It's been an incredible week for him. And, of course, he is the pit boss. He joins us now as there'll be a three-hour extravaganza tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. from Daytona. That'll be where Ron is. The Hat Man will be in studio. Ron, how are you?
Good, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, right back at you. Certainly hope that we haven't kept, or have we already seen you go to dinner and come back since you've got the whole early bird special going?
Well, today was a little bit of work day, so I'm back on the young guy schedule. I'm going to get out and get some dinner here shortly, but had a little bit of time to put into the show, so I'm doing some show prep today just to kind of get ready for tomorrow.
And Ron joins us on the Stanley Fence and Gates hotline. Tell us what folks will hear tomorrow morning, because it's going to be the fastest 3 hours in sports radio.
Yep, normally we're the fastest 2 hours in radio, but tomorrow at Daytona we've got so much packed in, we'll go 3 hours. That'll be 10 to 1, so you'll definitely want to set your alarm clock and get up a little bit late and get on with us at 10 o'clock. We'll be following Saturday morning sports talk, and man, we just got just a whole slew of guests lined up. We're going to have a special Hall of Fame hour in hour two, looking to have Winston Kelly to talk about the Hall of Fame class of 2020. We've got the old guys rule, like Leonard Wood, Dale Inman, coming on with us to talk in hour two. We've got the Moonshiners going to kind of turn it up a notch in hour three. We've got Mark and Digger, the Moonshiners from Discovery Channel, going to be on with us live to kick off hour three. Going to have a little bit of fun with that. And you never know who might show up in hour one. So I think we are going to check in with Chad Fincham. He didn't make the 500, but he'll be qualifying in his Xfinity car tomorrow at 11, and we're going to kick the show off and have Chad on with us a little bit to talk about the Xfinity race and also talk to us about his attempt to get into the 500. Of course, he's a Halls High graduate from Knoxville, Tennessee, so I know a lot of our listeners like to kind of follow that and see what's going on. So that's what's happening with Chad. That's an update with him, and we'll have him in the 10 o'clock hour talk to him personally.
What do you think in terms of the move for NASCAR to name the Cup Series trophy for the France family?
I think it's a great move. I was reading an article earlier in the week. You know, there had been all this rumbling about NASCAR being for sale for a couple of years, and they had certainly been doing some things to realign some of their corporations, bring everything back under one umbrella, putting a lot of money in some of the tracks that they own personally, like Phoenix. Went through a huge renovation last year. Obviously, Daytona International Speedway with the Daytona Rising project over the last couple of years, going through a multi-million-dollar facelift. So, but the fact is that I don't think that the Frances are going anywhere right now. And I think that regardless of what they do, they are NASCAR. I mean, Bill France Sr. started. This will be the 62nd running of the Daytona 500. And so Bill France Sr. is over all that, and the France family still super, super involved. So I don't think that you could have any more of an affectionate title than the France family.
Ron, after those blue-green vacations dual races yesterday, starting lineup for the Daytona 500 is set. Anything interesting or noteworthy to you now that the starting lineup is completely set?
You know, I think one of the crazy things, and it has Knoxville ties, but obviously Stenhouse got in on speed, and he was sitting on the qualifying on the pole. You know, he lost his ride with Roush Fenway last year, moved over to JTG Daugherty, which has Knoxville ties. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. But, man, he was super, super strong in his duel. So being in a brand-new race car, brand-new team, for him to sit on the pole and watch him race in the duel, I think he's going to be exciting to watch. Alex Bowman is going to line up on his outside. And then you've got Logano, Byron, Amarola, Johnson, Newman, and then Larson, Keselowski, and Harvick winding out the top 10. The real interesting thing in all of that is you got to go all the way to 14th place to find the Toyota. I would have never dreamed that in a million years that you wouldn't see Toyota in the top 10, but there's not a Toyota starting the Daytona 500 in the top 10.
Our guest, Ron Morton, and again, look forward to the lead lap making its season debut tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. It runs from 10 a.m. until 1 o'clock. Were you surprised that Dan Suarez didn't make it through qualifying?
You know, it's kind of an odd night for me with Suarez because I was pulling for Pinchem, and really Suarez was the best guy in the field that he needed to finish in front of. And so when he kind of got messed up there at the entrance to pit row, it sort of made me happy because I didn't feel like Pinchem could beat him. I felt like he could finish in front of the other two guys that he needed to finish up, but I didn't think he was going to get in front of him. So when he spun out, I was sort of happy because it was pulling for the hometown guy. But that was just sort of a weird deal over there, all them trying to get in on pit row, and I think he just kind of got caught up in it, got spun around. And unfortunately, you know, when you crash at 180 to 200 mile an hour, a lot of times there's not much metal left in your car. So he definitely got on the hook and had to go behind the wall, and his night was over. So it's going to be interesting. You know, Cole Custer took the 41 ride in a rookie class and really, really did a great job in that car in his duel. So I think he's going to be somebody to watch. He's going to roll off number 12 position, and he's definitely going for the rookie of the year. So huge rookie class out there this year. Christopher Bell, obviously moving up. He's going to be in a rookie class. So a lot of guys to watch in this rookie class, and they're all running in the top 10, top 15 spots. The interesting thing about our sport is years ago, if you were a rookie, you didn't step into a top ride or top team. But in today's standards in NASCAR, they're bringing these rookies right through the truck series. They're spending maybe a year, 2 years in the Xfinity series, and then they're moving them straight into Cup, and they're coming in a, say, a 14 tier. They're coming in as a fourth driver. They're as in good equipment as anybody else on their team. And they just don't have the seat time. So it's you got to watch the rookies. I think they're going to really put on a show. And, you know, there's a lot to be said about a rookie doesn't have seat time, but he also maybe doesn't have some of that fear that some of these guys that have been in the big one at Daytona and have tossed and turned down the front straightaway or the back straightaway 15, 16 times to land on their lid. They haven't done that. They hadn't gone through that. So we all know how we were when we were a little younger. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch some of these young guys tee it up tomorrow with the big boys.
Yeah, fine line between fearless and foolish, isn't there?
isn't that the truth? Yeah, about 25 years maybe.
Yeah. And
30 years maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Sure enough. And yeah, we talked
40
about
years
that.
Maybe.
Yeah, we can keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. But absolutely.
What do you think in terms of it looks like that a couple of teammates got sideways after the crash, that would be the Busch class from this past Sunday, but what do you think about Logano and Brad Kay supposedly ironing out any differences ahead of this big race this weekend?
Well, Logano went on to win his duel last night. So, I mean, it's sort of a put-up, shut-up moment for him. I think that was obviously the biggest chatter coming out of Daytona, having teammates sort of inadvertently, really Kozlowski went after him. I mean, really didn't have anything to do with Logano. Logano did some blocking. Kozlowski didn't like it, got his car tore up, didn't get to finish. Kind of went after him, and then at the end of it, he said, you know, I don't know, I'm going to take my family to Disney World, and we'll talk about it when we get back. But I'd say Penske diffused that situation pretty quickly.
So tomorrow morning, it goes 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's the 23rd season debut for the lead lap, and Ron, who makes it all possible?
Well, I tell you what, Food City has been our title sponsor through the years, and man, they've just been super great community partner. Bush's Beans, Cox General Contracting, Phoenix Conversions, Beginning Point Land Surveying, Bill Cox Furniture on board with us for the second year, CFI Insulation, and Ted Russell Ford sort of round up our top 10 and our correspondents on the lead lap that allow us to be able to bring you the lead lap each and every Saturday for the next 27 weeks. So we certainly want to take our hats off and salute those guys, because we're just like the race cars out there. Without sponsorship on the door, we can't go racing.
You can follow the show on Twitter at the Lead Lap Radio, and you can also follow the man himself at Radio Morton. Ron, best of luck with the show. Safe travels. Have a great time in Daytona, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time, and we'll be listening for you in the morning at 10 o'clock.
All right. Sure do appreciate it. That's Ron Morton. Lead Lap comes your way tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. after Saturday Sports Talk.
And if you want more information or to get any of the podcasts, the previous shows, it'll be archived just like last year's shows are up there. Just go to the Shows tab on our website, 991thesportsanimal.com, and you can find that show page, information, and all the podcasts, so you can, in case you miss it, you can go back and check it as well.